This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it is hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. Special guest about to join us. Got a lot of cool stuff going on over the next 2 days. Join us tomorrow, a remote broadcast at Rally House in Arlington. Come by, get some gear. And then Saturday, we're going to be right next door at Boomer Jack's. They're in Arlington, same complex, for our Tolo holiday party. Roundtable start at noon and run until 4 o'clock. We want you to join us. Here we go. That is right. Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing, man. Now that I heard the intro, everything's going to be all right.
We are ready to rock. Hey, what kind of a chance do you give the Colts this week? How confident are you feeling about the Cowboys here on a Thursday?
No, I think it's going to be a blowout. You know, I think the Colts have slim to no chance doing anything to this Cowboys defensively, offensively. I think this game should be over by halftime, but then again, I said the same thing about the Packers. So you never know what can happen on any given Sunday. But if it's up to me, the Cowboys should get this over with within the first half.
Is there anything better than just facing an absolute statue at quarterback like Matt Ryan?
No, if you're part of that defensive line, you should be licking your chops, man. Because this guy, like you said, he's an absolute statue in the pocket. His offensive line, they've been up and down, mostly down this year. So when you're dealing with a defense like the Dallas Cowboys who can just throw waves upon waves of pass rushers at you, that offensive line, it gets no break because there's not a big difference between, as far as production, between, you know, your starters and your rotational players. So they can throw Parsons, D-Law at this offensive line. They could throw Armstrong. They could throw Fowler. I mean, all these guys have capabilities of getting after Matt Ryan in the pocket. So it's going to be a long day for Mr. Ryan.
Barry, what do you think about this Cowboys secondary right now? Diggs has been playing fantastic football, but what do you think about Anthony Brown on the other side and Deron Bland, some of these young kids that have gotten a chance to play?
Well, when you talk about Diggs, man, I think he's playing probably the best football of his young career so far. I mean, I understand, you know, last year he had, you know, 11 interceptions out there and he was taking the football away. But he was also giving up some yards as well. This year, it seems like, you know, with Al Harris out there and Joe Witt Jr., they've been doing a great job of getting his technique down pat. And you can see he's become, in my opinion, like a complete corner out there. I mean, he's not giving up a yard of yards, and he's still breaking the passes up and getting his interceptions. So he's playing phenomenally out there. Anthony Brown, I think he had a great start to the season, but he's starting to tail off just a little bit. But I'm sure he'll get back into form here as we get closer to the end of the season. And I'm extremely impressed with Deron Bland, the young rookie, because that nickel position, it's an extremely hard position to go out there and do. I mean, you got to be able to fit in the run game. You got to be able to know where your zone drops are. And you also got to be able to play man-to-man in a true island because there's nothing but space in that slot. So I've been extremely impressed with what the young man has been able to do so far this year, getting kind of thrown into the fire with the injury to Jordan Lewis. But overall, man, this secondary is playing outstanding, and they benefit from a great defensive line.
Barry, can you describe how hard it is to play three games in 12 days?
It's probably one of the hardest things you have to do as a professional football player. I mean, one game in 7 days is enough. I mean, your body feels like doo-doo after that one game. And just imagine going back, you know, 4 days later and have to play on a Thursday. I mean, it's one of the hardest things you can do. Because, you know, it takes time. You're in a routine, you know, once a week. All right, we'll play on Sunday. I'll get my body back going by at least Thursday. Friday's the walkthrough, and then we got a day off to kind of get ready for the game. When you play Sunday and you got to turn around, you know, 4 days later and play Thursday, it's extremely hard. Your body's just getting back to some sort of normalcy by Thursday, and you got to go out there on the field of play and give it your all. So it's extremely tough, not only from a physical standpoint, but from going out there and mentally preparing for a team in 3 days. Like, you're used to getting that whole, let me go out on the field, let me see what they're doing scheme-wise, but it's majority walkthroughs when you're doing that Monday to and then or Sunday to Thursday game. So it's extremely hard, and, you know, hey, hats goes off to those guys that are able to perform great on that short notice like that.
It's Barry Church here with you on The Fan. Have you noticed the last two games holding teams under 100 yards rushing? Have the Cowboys done something that's fixed their run game defense?
I would hope so. I think they've kind of gotten to that mind state, especially along that front seven, that, you know, sacks aren't everything. You know, I've seen them, you know, kind of blow past, you know, running lanes to try to get to the quarterback in the pass. And I was giving them problems, but they seem to, after that Green Bay game, kind of round in the focus and understand that they have to be able to stop the run. And that front seven, they've been doing a good job these past two games against, you know, Dalvin Cook. And then this last game, they were able to hold them as well. So they're doing a great job of kind of swarming. You don't see as many one-on-one tackles out there. You kind of see a gang of guys out there tackling guys and holding ball carriers to minimum gainage. So they're going to need that going into the playoffs, because the one thing that you can bank on going into the playoffs is teams are going to run the football and try to play great defense. And if they're able to do one of those things, as far as the Cowboys is concerned, run the football and stop the run as well, then the sky's the limit. So hopefully they got this rush defense taken care of.
What's it like as a safety? You're trying to, you know, go fill the gap and help stop the run and whatever your responsibility is, but you also don't want to get beat. How is that mental game, or that challenge of the discipline? How would you describe that? Especially, you know, looking back on that Packers game, you need to stop the run, but also Aaron Rodgers is trying to set you up. How do you reconcile all that during a snap or during a game?
It's really tough, because that's one of the dilemmas that you have as a safety when you're playing, especially zone coverage. Man, I mean, you kind of know, hey, if my guy goes out on a route, I got to guard this guy. But when you're in zone, you always want to get your good zone drop. You want to get depth to help out the corners and help out your pass coverage. But it's hard, because when they're running the ball so well, you kind of want to get a jump on it. You kind of want to go ahead and get downhill and make sure guys like, you know, A.J. Dillon or Aaron Jones don't get a head start and they have to, you know, you have to open field tackle them. You want to get down in there and get in the trenches and get dirty. But that's the dilemma with that, because if you take a couple steps forward, you know, great quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers and some of these guys that they're going to play in the playoffs, they'll be able to pick you apart. They'll be able to see exactly how you came downhill. And we all understand, you know, football is a game of inches. If you take one step forward, that's four steps that the receiver can get past you. And we know these quarterbacks are extremely accurate, and they're able to hit these pinpoint passes, especially when you're going against zone coverages. So that's the dilemma that these safeties are going to have to deal with. But Dan Quinn has done an amazing job with Curse, Wilson, and those boys to get them understanding the keys that they have to look at when going against run game versus pass. And so far, I think they've done a good job of it.
Yeah, Barry, to kind of piggyback on that, walk me through is there a way as a safety that you know that Anthony Brown is struggling with the ball going deep and going on? Now, do you help him by alignment? Do you cheat it? Can you do those things in order to kind of get in position? Like, you know, Diggs is probably going to be okay. Do you, as a safety, do you psychologically or during a game, do you always keep in your eye to his side if you were playing with him?
Yeah, the safety, I mean, you got to know your strengths and weaknesses of your corners out there. We understand Diggs is a phenomenal, you know, ball guy. He can get those 50-50 catches against most receivers. And we understand with Anthony Brown, with his size, a little bit of it, you know, he gives up those 50-50 catches. He's not necessarily just getting burnt out there. It's, you know, what happens when the ball's in the air and it comes down to him and a receiver. With his size, receivers are able to jump over top of him pretty much. So with me as a safety, if I'm in the middle of the field, like Hooker's been playing, you know, pre-snap, I want to discourage the quarterback from going to that side. Like, if he has a deep route on Anthony Brown's side, I may line up on his hash, favor Anthony Brown's side, knowing that I got deep middle responsibilities, but I'm going to favor over here to kind of shade him away from looking at that, get the quarterback's eyes off of Anthony Brown's guy, and then go back to my middle field responsibilities. But to me, it's all about the pre-snap. You got to show the quarterback that, hey, you're leaning towards that side to hopefully discourage him from attacking Anthony Brown deep, because knowing that if he does go to Diggs' side, Diggs should be okay. But to me, it's all about the pre-snap, showing that quarterback to make sure to discourage him from going to Anthony Brown's side on the deep ball.
Speaking of Malik Hooker, he was on with Brad Sham on the Cowboys Hour earlier this week, and he was talking about the run defense and just how important it is for, one, everyone to just be fundamentally sound but do their job. One of the 11 just gets off their assignment, it can spoil the entire play. And from your perspective, having been there and been the captain of the Cowboys secondary before, can you just kind of put that into perspective for us, just watching the Cowboys run defense and seeing those struggles specifically on the edge, just how if one person gets out of their gap or misses their assignment, how it can really spoil and get a big run play against the defense?
Yeah, that was a big thing with Marinelli when I played as well. I mean, he was all about gap discipline, making sure, you know, everybody's playing sound defense out there. And he used to always say, you can't have hero ball out there. You can't have one guy going out there trying to make each and every play out there, because that's how your defense gets compromised. If you got a guy saying, all right, I'm lining up in the edge, I'm in the D gap, but the run's all the way away from me, let me go ahead and get out of my gap so I can go ahead and make that tackle. 9 times out of 10, that running back, he's going to see you, you know, over pursuit. He's going to cut back to the lane that you were just in. So that's why Marinelli used to always tell us, man, you got to play sound, disciplined defense, and you got to trust your teammates. You got to hold your gap and trust that your other teammates are going to do their job, and you play as a unit. And I feel as though if a defense can play as a unit, they can swarm the ball easily that way and kind of shut down the run. But you can't have any hero ball out there. Everybody has to play sound, disciplined football. And these past 2 weeks, the Cowboys have been able to do that.
Barry, I think without even trying to, I think we just solved the Zach Wilson problem in New York. You used the phrase, the cliche of game of inches. I think Zach Wilson might have taken that just a touch too seriously.
Literally.
We might have just solved the issue for Zach Wilson in that 2.5 inch per play offense in New York.
Man, I tell you what, as a defender, I would have been extremely upset. It reminded me of my days in Jacksonville when we had Blake Bortles, man. Like, I feel like we were just, you know, one player away from doing big things, man. And it's just, as a defender, you used to hate, you know, holding an offense to low scoring or holding them to a 3-and-out. And then as soon as you sit your butt on the bench, you hear one of the coaches saying, punt ready. And it's like, man, we just left the field. But I feel bad for those Jets, man. And hopefully they found something with Mike White.
Yeah, I'm sure they didn't, but it would be nice. It would be nice. Hey, Barry, so Jeff Saturday, obviously, the weird story of him becoming the coach of the Colts. Is there anybody in your career, a teammate or something, that you feel like, oh, yeah, this guy could step in and be a coach?
Early on, I would have said Sean Lee. You know, back in the days, I would have been like, man, you know what? This guy could have definitely came in here and been a coach and been a leader of men and all that good stuff. But in talking to him since he's retired, man, he wants nothing to do with coaching. So outside of that, I don't know who else could be a coach, but I definitely thought for sure Lee could step in there and at least win one or two games. I ain't going to say he's going to run the gamut, but he can get at least one or two victories out there.
It's Barry Church here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Do you want to comment on the Jerry Jones photo in Little Rock?
Oh, no, I'm going to stay away from that one. I'm going to go ahead and stay away from that one.
That's fair enough. How much do you think OBJ can help this year coming off a torn ACL?
If I'm being all honest with you, man, I don't think he can help that much. I mean, I understand, you know, what the guy can bring to the table, but we just don't understand, you know, we don't know where he's at right now. I mean, he's on the second ACL surgery. I haven't seen any tape of this guy running out there or doing anything. And if you were to tell me, you know, he was the one missing piece to get this team over the hump, sure, I would go ahead and, you know, bite the bullet and bring him in here. But I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening, especially with the way this offense is now, with a run-first mentality. I just don't see what he could bring to the table to make this team that one piece away from the Super Bowl. So I don't think he should come down here. But, hey, I mean, I don't call the shot, so we'll see.
All right, Barry, we got our Swinging for a Cause Sandlot charity event coming up a week from Sunday, and I know Jared Sandler's already put us in a group text together. Now, he's trying to get you at the event. I don't want to just put you on the spot here, but it'd be pretty awesome because we're going to start putting our bays and letting the Tolos bid for it on Monday. I said, look, if Barry's going to come, you better put Barry at our G-Bag Nation bay. Right. Can I get confirmation from you that you're going to be partying with the G-Bag Nation at our bay with the Tolos?
Oh, yeah, I already told him I was down to come. So I'll definitely be out there with y'all, man. We're going to be spanking them out there. So I'm with it, man. I'm with it for sure.
Attaboy. Oh, yeah. That's my guy.
Bring the Miller Lights, Barry. We'll have a great
time. Yeah, make sure you bring those, man. No Miller Lights, no church, man.
Love it, Barry. Anything else before we let you go?
Sure. Hopefully the Cowboys get this done. They should knock it out the park. So we'll see come Sunday, though, man. Thanks
for having me to that. Thank you, man. It's always great to catch up with the great Barry Church here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, when we return, it is time for the Woolly Bullies Top 10. Where are we going with that, sir?
National Pie Day, baby. 877-881-1053. I got the top 10 most popular North American pies. What's your favorite? Plus, I'll hit you with some randos next on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Nation. Time for Wolchek's Top 10 at 420. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. You think there will be less big company trucks on the road because of gas prices? Think again, and those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them. So get representation that won't settle for less. It's the Frankels, truckwreck.com. That is truckwreck.com. And here he is, Wolchek.
Thank you very much. It is National Pie Day. Oh, what a glorious, glorious day it is. Chicken pot pie. Chicken pot. Okay. You're a man of my heart.
Oh, it came out of the gates hot right there. Yeah. I like that, Broadus.
In fact, cake. I had to find a list that had the pot pie in it.
Oh, did you?
I did, specifically, because I'm a pot pie guy.
Oh, I just kind of threw it out there. I thought you were talking about dessert pies.
And no, most lists have only dessert pies.
Crawfish pie, too.
But the pot pie deserves to be in it. I'm a fan of the turkey, the chicken, and you can do a little beef pot pie. Now, I haven't had a crawfish pot pie, but that's actually, you made one with a crust.
I did.
And it wasn't your traditional pot pie, because you made a big one for all of us. Uh-huh. And whatever you did to the crust was, did you use Ritz crackers?
Yeah.
Dude, you crushed it.
Thank you.
It was delicious. Now, that was pre-soda me.
Yeah, that's what you got to find a way. There's different ways to kind of be creative with, like, your crust. Yeah, you can go out and buy crust. There's nothing wrong with that, but making your own crust. I'll tell you what I'm into now is watching these guys make hamburgers and make the pickles, make the mayonnaise, ground the beef, make the buns. Like, it's a lot of damn work for a hamburger, but it looks like to me it is 1,000% better than anything that you can go out and do, you know? I mean, I just think that you know, when you can kind of put that attention to detail to it, it makes it even better.
How about a good old shepherd's pie, boys?
Shepherd's pie is good.
Shepherd's pie can be good. Now, I think I've had some bad ones in the past.
Potatoes rough on you?
Maybe. Maybe that was. Or like they put some thyme or some seasoning in there that just was off-putting for me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, shepherd's pie, not bad. We're getting that texted in quite a bit. But 877-881-1053, what is your favorite pie? Now, I do have some college football and NFL news for you. Brian's guy is
Brian Kelly?
Well, your guy, Brian. And it's not Brian Kelly. No, go Tigers. Me and my family. No, it's your other guy, Antonio Brown.
Oh, no.
He's trying to dodge being arrested again. I don't know what his deal is, but he's not going down without a fight. And he's now, an arrest warrant's been issued for him, former Steelers and Bucks star. He's wanted for misdemeanor battery, according to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. The charge is related to an alleged domestic incident that happened Monday in South Tampa involving the mother of Brown's children. Now, there's been some reports that have come out that are not accurate, like there's a standoff going on at his house. Don't believe that that is true. However, police have tried to get in touch with Antonio Brown, and that has not happened. So this is the latest report from Sam Brock of NBC in Tampa. There's been multiple attempts to take Antonio Brown into custody, but there is not an ongoing standoff. Police say he's not communicating. Not sure if he's even at his home at this point, but they do not want to risk officer safety over a misdemeanor charge.
Sounds wise.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's going on. If he's like
we'll
trying
to later.
Ice his feet or whatever the situation is with him. But eventually I'm sure that they'll get him into custody and they'll figure that situation out. Now, we have a lot of guys that are starting to commit to the NFL draft. And it is day one of the broadest draft school today.
Yep.
As we're going to start watching
tonight.
And start watching some tape. So you've got Penn State cornerback Joey Porter Jr., son of Steelers linebacker Joey Porter. He's committed to the NFL draft.
Like it.
Kentucky quarterback Will Levis has said he's entering the draft. He's going to decide if he wants to play the bowl game for Kentucky. He's undecided. He said, I'll make an official announcement once I feel it's necessary and appropriate, but I do believe after this year I'll be declaring and I'll wait and see about the bowl game. I don't think he plays in the bowl.
Did Matt Corral play in the Sugar Bowl for Ole Miss and got his ankle blown up?
Yeah.
I think that with Levis, I think he really missed his offensive coordinator from the previous year. I mean, he looked so much better last year playing quarterback than he did this year. And I think, you know, as his coordinator went back to the Rams, you know, once they made the switch there, they lost the quarter, you know. O'Connell went to Minnesota.
Makes sense.
Sometimes your guy, your coach, when he leaves, it kind of hurts you a little bit.
And I'm not playing in a bowl game unless it's for the championship.
Hey.
My season ends week 12 around Thanksgiving unless we're one of the final four or in 2 years, one of the final 12.
Right. Good thing they've expanded the college football playoff. If you miss that, we're going to 12 teams thanks to the Rose Bowl finally saying, you know what, we're down for this. In 2024, we'll get a 12-team playoff. Big loss for our North Texas Mean Green. Athletic director Ren Baker is leaving the program. He's going to take over as the AD at West Virginia. Bijan Robinson's been named a finalist for the Doak Walker Award, outstanding Texas running back. TCU offensive coordinator Garrett Riley been named a finalist for the Broyles Award. And SMU DB and Little Elm Zone Brandon Crossley was named AAC Player of the Week this past week. So congratulations to him. And you have South Carolina, who is looking at adding Dan Mullen as their next offensive coordinator.
Yeah, they're doing the flight tracking on Dan Mullen. And
are they
going to
make him give up, do the Hugh Freeze?
I don't know. Oh, give up the social media? Yeah. I don't know that they're going to do that, but people are seeing like Gamecocks planes in the vicinity of where Dan Mullen may or may not be.
Yeah,
and so they're doing one of those.
South Carolina lost their OC to Nebraska.
Oh, he went to Matt with Matt Rhule.
Yeah, he'd been with Matt at a couple places. Temple, Satterfield, I think is his name.
Okay.
Went to with him at Temple, Baylor, and then took the South Carolina job, and then now is going to back to Nebraska.
Interesting. All right, let's slide into the top 10. Top 10 most popular North American pies. We go into the Pimp Cup. Lucius Alexander, your favorite pie, sir.
Okay. Here we go. Let's see. Pecan pie, sweet potato pie, cheesecake, because I think that's a pie.
Okay.
Bean pie, because it's damn good, even though it has a crazy stereotype when it's really good.
What is bean pie? Bean?
Yeah, it tastes just like sweet potato pie. Yeah, it's damn good. But apparently you can eat it, and, you know, no guilt.
Anytime I've seen the bean pie, I've been scared of it. I've always just flicked the bean pie away.
Yeah. That's all you, it's what you got to do.
And sweet potato pie. Oh, no, I said that already.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Frito pie. Uh-huh. All right, Frito pie.
Frito pie. Way to go, Lucius.
Good pie.
Yeah.
By the way, that chili Frito pie burger at Whataburger is still slapping. That wasn't just the one-hit wonder. As circling back, I'm realizing, yes, it was a good take when I said that was maybe the best thing I've ever eaten.
Really? And by the way, call back to KNC earlier because they were talking about the Blue Goose, put up Micah Parsons Eats Free.
Crab meat enchiladas there.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's the go-to?
Crab meat enchiladas, yeah. Broadus?
Yeah.
That you better delicious. Stop dirty talking to me.
Nobody
right
texting Whataburger as like the place that they'd want to eat free for life? Come on.
Yeah, it's a good call.
I'd take Whataburger.
Yeah. I would do Whataburger in a heartbeat. Yes. And we do need to show love. Speaking of the fast food, if we're talking about pies, I mean, the McDonald's apple pie, there's a place for it.
The McDonald's apple pie is good.
Whataburger's doing a lemon pie,
Whataburger does.
Not bad.
It's a good pie.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a solid pie.
We know.
They give it to you because what happens is you wait so long for your food.
The token.
They feel guilty.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we're going to throw a little apple pie in there for you. And then you bite into it and it's like 9,000 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And you're literally like MFing yourself for knowing that it's 9,000
so
degrees.
That's
but
a
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, you're
like, damn it, the steam's coming out of your mouth.
My tongue's burning, it's on fire. Yeah.
The roof of your mouth
that
is.
That happens to me way more often than it should.
You know
I'm overzealous.
You know it's
I know
hot.
It's hot.
And, you know it's like scalding
wait.
Hot and you do it anyway.
Yeah.
You
I'm impatient.
Don't even care.
The Gavin, your mom's pies?
Yeah. Yeah, sugar cream
that's
pie.
Sugar cream.
Sugar cream.
It's the best. I brought that for you last spring, right?
Yeah, bro.
It was good.
Yeah.
It
you
was
sampled
good.
It.
It was good.
Number 10, we've got the blueberry pie.
Ooh, okay.
Number 9, just a good sugar pie. There you go. All
right, just it's a regular sugar
regular
pie.
Regular sugar pie.
It's Gavin's mom. That's too low.
Wait,
on the
is
list.
It sugar cream is different than just straight sugar, or is this
it
the
looks
same
like
thing?
The sugar pie is pretty similar.
Okay.
Yeah. As a matter of fact.
Yeah. Maple syrup, cream, butter, a bit of salt, and of course.
Isn't that amazing you
sugar.
Put salt in a pie?
Yeah. And it's flavored with a little vanilla.
Yeah.
Number 8, peanut butter pie.
Yeah, bro.
Peanut butter's good, yeah.
Dude. I mess around.
I'll definitely get in on that.
Get a little key lime action.
Oh, my fave.
Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Number 7, sweet potato pie.
There you go.
Then we just had Thanksgiving. You guys do that for Christmas as well?
The sweet potato pie?
More pecan.
More pecan?
More
okay.
pecan.
I don't know if there was like an official pie for Christmas.
It's about smells on Christmas time.
Ooh, okay. Like
yeah.
cinnamon?
The smells, yeah.
Yeah, the smells.
You get the holiday smells.
Can we get like a cinnamon roll pie going for Christmas?
Ooh, that sounds so good.
Feels festive.
I like
it. Feels delightful.
Number 5, or number 6, excuse me, a cream pie.
Okay, wow. Okay,
got
so there's
all.
A difference now.
I'm going to have to text my mom here.
Sugar cream and then cream.
Cream is just different.
Cream is just different.
One of the best.
And different. I think it's the egg, the egg yolks.
Yeah.
You whip it, you know, so it's a little bit
whip
more
it good.
Airy.
I think
whip
it's
it
whip.
Good.
I think it's whip.
Give it some
Devo.
Cool
whip.
Yeah.
Number 5, we've got the key lime pie.
Key lime.
Yeah.
And I
yes,
love
sir.
Key lime pie. The tang to it.
Yes.
Give it to me.
Like apple pie is the pie of the fall. The key lime pie is the pie of the summer.
Damn right.
There you go.
Number 4, we got the pecan pie.
Mm-hmm.
Bye
mm-hmm.
bye, Miss America pie.
We doing ice cream pies because I'll tell you, my mom makes a mean mint chocolate chip ice cream pie with an Oreo crust.
Oh my goodness!
What?
Never Let me
had
tell
an
you something.
Okay, wait. Okay, what's the Italian dish you want us to try that she makes? That's really good. Did you say
the
rigatoni?
Oh,
the,
like
the baked ziti.
The ziti's pretty
okay,
unfathomable.
Could she make that for dessert?
Do
it, too?
Dessert with the? I think she could. I
like
think she can.
Ziti
I think
pie.
She will.
I'll buy the ingredients
she takes pride
if she
in
does
that.
It. Yeah.
No, she'll do that on the
I'll
house, man.
Yeah.
Number 3 is the pot pie, baby.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, give nice, me a good bro. Pot pie.
It's weed. It's weed.
It's weed, and I love it. What's better to you guys, the hot pie or the cold pie?
Question I could only do
oh, cold. I like to refrigerate it.
I would have to go with the cold because ultimately, I guess your hot pie is like your pot pie is obviously going to be a hot pie.
Yeah.
Your apple pie is a hot pie.
You can do it if you want to put a piece of like cheddar cheese on top of it
or ice cream.
Yeah,
that's true. I do love the balance. I would go ultimately. I would have to go with the cold for the pies.
Okay,
I went hot with the Sandoz.
I'll go cold with the pies.
I'm gonna go cold with the pies.
Number 2, we got the pumpkin pie. Yeah. I love pumpkin pie. I know you don't, Gavin, but I'm a big fan of the pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving with some whipped cream on it.
Mm. It's whipped. It did save me. The pumpkin pie did save me on the Thanksgiving in a blender.
What was
yeah,
because it was just overwhelming
right.
everything else.
So. It was half a slice.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't put the whole slice in there.
Okay.
It was enough.
I don't mind it. I mean, I liked pumpkin pie as a kid. It's got a cool novelty to it.
Yeah.
You know, they dress it up pretty good with the cream and the brown sugar and everything. But once a sugar cream pie debuts on your Thanksgiving or Christmas spread, you don't want to waste any time or stomach space with that pumpkin
pie. And that's
pie.
Very
Sorry.
Fair. No, that's very fair. Coconut pie is getting texted in quite a bit.
I bet that is dank.
A buttermilk pie is the type of
slide
a bit.
Yeah.
And number one, though.
It's definitely
that's
not.
Number two? Buttermilk pies two?
No, number two that's was just from the pumpkin. Oh. The text is just getting in.
Sorry. Number one is definitely not going to be the state pie for Iowa, right?
What is the state pie for Iowa?
The sour cream raisin pie.
Oh, that sounds like hell.
This picture is as off-putting of a picture as I've ever seen, and I've seen the blue waffle.
Yeah, so have I, because I looked it up after you told me about it, and my gut just wanted to punch you in the face. Mm-hmm. Number one, though, nothing's as American as a good apple pie.
Number one, apple pie. Congratulations. All righty. Thank you, Woolchuck. The top 10 at 420 every afternoon right here in the G-Bag Nation. On Thursdays, it's time for the Tank Lawrence Show, and DeMarcus joins you next right here on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. It is time now for the DeMarcus Lawrence Show. It is brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. And a good afternoon, sir. Nice to chat with you again.
How we doing?
Oh, we're doing great. You have a nice Thanksgiving?
Oh, man, that was amazing, man.
Yeah.
Got that dub against the Giants and came home to mom's good cooking. So,
yeah, man.
About that.
That sounds – now, what was your favorite part of the meal?
Ooh. I mean, everything was good. My brother actually did some, instead of doing chopped barbecue, he did a chopped turkey, and it was pretty good, so shout out to bro.
Yeah.
Mom had the best dressing and candy yams, so, I mean, I ate good.
Yeah.
I ate good.
Sounds outstanding.
Is the Thanksgiving party at your place, Tank?
No, I don't know about no Thanksgiving party now.
I mean, just like the Thanksgiving feast, does that go down at your place, or are we going elsewhere?
Well, I mean, usually for Thanksgiving, I like to, you know, get all the love by myself, you know, so I don't invite too many people over for Thanksgiving.
Fair enough. What about the pie situation? We just talked about the top 10 pies on National Pie Day. Are you into the pie? And if so, what's your go-to pie on Thanksgiving?
To be honest, I don't even make it to the pies, man. I mean, you know, it's a little tragedy, but, you know, once I get that good meal in, it's like, man, forget the pies.
I hear you. This discipline's going pretty strong, though, isn't it? Like the diet plan you built in the off season. Did you make it through that at least that part of the holidays holding on pretty good?
Yeah, I still made it through pretty good, but you know, use Thanksgiving as a cheat day.
There you go.
We did Thanksgiving on Friday, so it worked out better for my schedule. But I think the main thing was the leftovers. I didn't get to enjoy the leftovers this year, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
Hey, Tank, I asked Barry Church, we had him on earlier today, and how hard it is to play 3 games in 12 days. And, you know, is that something, I mean, you've done this several times, but what do you guys go through during those times of those games?
It's really about, you know, getting the body to recover, but most importantly, the mental drain. I mean, 12 days, you got 3 different teams in those 12 days and, you know, you got to, you know, learn different assignments and, you know, different things that you're going to be facing against your opponent. So, I think it's just the mental side of it is, you know, dreading and plus it's getting colder outside. So, yeah. You know, that's another excuse to stay inside and cuddle up.
Now, do you get in that cold tub to get the body right?
Oh, yeah. Well, not for me. I'm not a cold tub guy. I'm a cryo guy.
You know? Wow. So, yeah. Okay. And how long do you stay in that cryo?
3 minutes. That's all you can get from me.
That's all you can get. Well, and you got used to it. You have no. I tried it twice, and the second time I did it, I had to bail. I quit on it. That was years ago.
Oh yeah. I mean now, like Cowboys, Cowboys Fit, they have like the ice chamber. Like you can just go in a big old freezer and close the door. So I just wear my shiesty mask in there now.
Okay, so a lot of football has happened since we last talked to you. I was wondering your thoughts on the Vikings game. Were you surprised they tried to pass so much against you guys?
I mean, I think that's their formula. You know, run, play action. They're a big play action team. And, you know, they was just trying to get into their playbook. But, you know. It didn't work out too well.
And then after that game, you go play the Giants. You hold both those teams under 100 yards rushing. So congrats on that. Are you guys satisfied? Are you turning a corner here against the run?
Yeah, most definitely not satisfied. Two different teams. They wanted to come out and, you know, play against our weaknesses instead of, you know, our strengths. So they ain't want to, you know, give us, you know, a lot of opportunities to rush the passer, talking about the Giants. But, you know, it's just all about us, you know, getting down and dirty and stopping the run, and they ain't got no choice at that point.
Tank, when you have an opponent, in with the Colts that you rarely see. Mm-hmm. Is it one of those things when is your prep changed for that? I know you're big on prep and getting ready for these games. But somebody you haven't seen or played, is it even more, hey, I have to spend an extra hour here, an extra hour there to kind of get a little bit better handle of their team?
I say with an uncommon opponent that you don't see on a, you know, year-to-year basis, you do have to, you know, take more consideration into, you know, things will be a little different. You know, their gap assignments are different than, you know, the Redskins and Giants and et cetera. So you do have to, you know, pay a little bit more attention to your detail. But also, football is football, you know, and it's all about, you know, us going out there and, you know, making sure we dominate and also, you know, we be gap sound and play complementary football with our offense.
Tank, watching you break down the team pregame and then watching sounds of the sideline and, you know, you've got a bunch of studs on the defense, but it really seems like, you know, you speak, everybody listens. Like you say, Micah, it's your turn to go get a sack. Boom. It kind of happens. Is it a fair assessment to kind of say that's your defense? You're the voice that everybody kind of follows, or would you disagree with that?
I mean, I think one point of the season, all the defensive guys, you know, we was having this argument about who is him, you know, and I think we came to the conclusion that everybody is him. It's so hard to, you know, just pick out one person and say, you know, oh, he's that superstar, but without the rest of the group, you know, nobody, you know, is outshining anybody. So I say everybody is him. You know, we all got a, you know, equal opportunity to go out there and make plays, and that's all we're doing.
There's a good portion of Cowboys Nation that has changed your kicker's name from Brett Maher to Brett Mahim. Are you familiar?
He deserves it.
He's a beast, man. How does the kicker get treated? Just like in the locker room, is anybody talking with him, or does it have to get to like where Brett Maher is now dominant, and so now it's like now he's kind of one of us, or is he just always off and by himself?
Yeah, man. For us, we treat the kicker like the quarterback. I mean, you know, kicker has that much of power that they can win games and lose games for you. So, you know, he deserves all the respect that he's getting.
These Colts are giving up the most sacks in the NFL, Tank. Does this feel like an early Christmas, early holiday for you?
I mean, shoot, got another opportunity to go out there and, you know, be the best that we can be. You know, I don't want to pass up on that opportunity, especially if they're giving them away.
Yeah, and you know, you've been hot. You had sacks 3 games in a row. Are you at the top of your game right now, or is there another level up for you and personally?
Personally, I think, you know, I definitely can achieve another level. You know, and that's just being around the game for so long. Just understand the ins and outs, and, you know, December football is definitely, it's either you're getting better or you're getting worse at this time of the year. So Just want to make sure, you know, my team is looking on the upside of the hill and, you know, we're improving.
And from a team perspective, you know, one of the big topics since Dak came back, you know, you guys are playing elite defense and elite offense now. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you could be the best team in the NFL right now? Are you better than the Eagles? Are you best team in the division? How is that confidence level that you could beat anybody?
Oh, man. Yeah, the confidence is definitely there. I don't think we talk about it on a day-to-day basis of, you know, trying to outshine others. I think it's really all about being the best that we can be, taking it one game at a time. And, you know, when we get to that stage of our schedule, you know, we'll let the past do the talking.
Malik Hooker gets to play against the team that drafted him, go up against the Colts this week. I know he's been asked about that, but is that something that you guys have talked about at all, trying to get together and put on a dominant performance for him?
I really don't think it's, you know, about where people came from. It's about where we're at now and, you know, the opportunity that's presented in front of us. And, you know, we don't want to take that for granted. So it's really about not about the Colts, you know. It's just really all about us and, you know, how we trying to, you know, improve.
Tank, if you guys are doing the traditional defense team get-together tonight, make sure Mike is the one providing the food, because it looks like Blue Goose Cantina here locally is giving them free food anytime you want it. They have a giant sign outside the restaurant here.
That's pretty funny. He had the audacity to tell me something. All right, if I'm paying for food, well, we're going to Blue Goose Cantina.
There you go.
Great stuff, Tank. Enjoy the rest of your week and give him hell over there. We've been pulling for you.
Most definitely. Appreciate it, fellas.
Salute. There he goes, DeMarcus Lawrence Show of Thursday, 4:45, right here on your home of the Cowboys. We will be in Arlington ourselves tomorrow. Rally House. Come on by. Pick up some gear. We'll do the whole show there, 2-7. Massive takeaways that update the Odell Beckham Jr. conversation, and we'll talk about those as Josina Anderson joined the show earlier, and there is a lot of stuff to talk about from that report. It's coming up next year, GBAG Nation 105 through the Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.